Okay, we have another housing-related item, so you might want to stay right where you are, and Carla, have you read 373.
Change the application timing requirements of the multiple unit limited tax exemption program.
Mr. Saltzman?
Yeah, I'll try to make this as quick as possible. It's also a little complicated, but perhaps more simpler than our loan guidelines. Portland, as we all know, is experiencing a great multifamily unit development boom. And part of my goal since being tasked as housing commissioner is to try to make sure that we capture some market share of this new development for affordable housing. A lot of it's being built at market rate and above, and we need to try to capture as much of this as we can for affordable housing. We have two tools that are big things that can help this persuade developers to make their units affordable or some affordability. One is the system development charge waivers, which is not the subject of this item, but the other is the limited tax exemption, which can provide a 10-year property tax exemption for the value of the improvements if the owner or developer commits to making 20% of the units affordable at least 80% of median family income. One of the requirements that came out of the big look, which Commissioner Fish and former County Chair Jeff Kogan and former County Commissioner Deborah Cafori and Commissioner Amanda Fritz were involved in, came up with some good guidelines, but one of the issues that I'd like to persuade the council to change is the requirement that a project that wants to qualify for the 10-year property tax exemption must already have applied for its building permit, or cannot have applied for its building permit. I think when the big look happened, we were at a time when there wasn't a lot of development happening, and this kind of made sense. We didn't want people developing projects, you know, but for this tax exemption. But now the situation is really quite reversed, and we needed the flexibility to be able to say to a developer who's got some project underway or on the books, it's still not too late to make 20% of your units affordable to at least 80% of the median income. So we're asking council to, and it is within council's purview, it doesn't need county sign-off. We've talked with the county, and they're fine with this. We would just like to change the requirement so that the limited tax exemption can be granted even if after a project has received a building permit. That's what this does.
I just have two questions, and I'm prepared to support this. We learned through the text, the big look, that the county and the city can be in accord, but if the county assessor isn't, then we have a bigger problem. So maybe we could have someone on your team introduce herself and just tell us if we feel that that's been cleared.
Andrea Mathiason, Portland Housing Bureau. Good morning. That is an accurate assessment of the relationship dynamics between the administration by the Portland Housing Bureau of the tax exemption programs and the Multnomah County Tax Assessor's Office. In this particular instance that Commissioner Saltzman has introduced, we've done that due diligence fully with the county, who did also, on our behalf, engage the State Department of Revenue to confirm our collective interpretation that we are able to make this modification, which just reflects statute interpretation of the but-for test.
And we, the reason we go to the State Revenue is because we have a hope that the State Revenue Department guides the assessor in interpretation of what he can and can't do.
This is correct. Thank you.
And the second question is, does this change alter the cap?
No,
not in any way.
So it's still a competitive process subject to a cap in terms of foregone?
Correct.
It's just a question of timing?
Yes.
Okay.
One other thing I'd point out is this is coming to you because Commissioner Saltzman directed us, Mayor, to talk to the folks who weren't using the program. And this is one of the things they pointed
out. That's great. Thank you. Good. Other questions for the team? And then do we have people signed up on this?
I only had the one sign-up sheet. So.
Okay. But before I call for testimony, I see County Commissioner Loretta Smith is here, I think, for the next item. But just wanted to make sure that if you wanted to comment on this as our partner in property taxes, that we gave you the opportunity. But you're really here for the next item. Please, come on up. Morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hills and City Commissioners. I had a question about, now, is this approved with us? Do we have to do any of our due diligence to make sure that we're walking in step with you?
In essence, yes. So what's been introduced today is a code change that does need to be in compliance with the state authorizing statute.
Okay.
And so the City of Portland, kind of in conjunction with Multnomah County, we review that state statute together, and generally we're in agreement on how that should be interpreted. And so in this case, we were in lockstep in that interpretation and then confirmed that with the State Department of Revenue that guides the tax assessor's office.
So the next step,
it's a city.
Do we have to change our codes to
maximize? No, okay. It's a city code.
The same question. So you don't have to change your
good
code.
Good question.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yes.
This time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Terrific.
Okay. Anyone want to testify on this item? If not, then Lightning, come on up.
Yes, my name is Lightning. It's just a question directed to Commissioner Saltzman, if he might be able to answer this. You stated the MFI of 80%, which would be $55,500. Is there any reason why it's not 30%, even which would be $20,800?
Well, 80% is the max, so yeah, it could be anywhere from 0 to 80%.
You've answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good question.
Okay, let's take a roll call on the emergency ordinance then.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this is a small change. I do believe the results of the change could be significant in the types and locations and development of affordable units in our city, which are sorely needed. In addition to the great work of the Housing Bureau, I also wanted to thank Shannon Callahan of my staff for all her work on both of these items we just heard. Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Appreciate the experimentation. Aye. Okay.